Don't stop. You are listening to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Patient Safety Radio. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, always on the lookout for a guest who has the experience and expertise to keep us safe during any healthcare or hospital encounter. Now, once again, today's guest is a perfect choice. He is Thomas H. Dahlberg, the Chief Financial Officer and Vice President of Strategy for the National Initiative for Children's Healthcare Quality, NICHQ for short, where he focuses on improving child health and well-being. Tom brings 23 years of leadership experience to NICHQ. His outstanding professional work includes bringing quality improvement to the healthcare arena, developing nationally recognized innovative access programs, addressing practitioner and patient needs and expectations. And since we talk quite a bit about patient needs, expectations, and the patient experience, I felt it important to invite him to the show today. So welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive, Tom.
Thank you, Pat. Great to be here.
Oh, thank you. All right, Tom. Well, today we're going to play a little game that puts our guest under fire, and that would be you. And it's called Grill the Guest. I will ask 15 quick questions, and you have to answer using only one, two, or three words. And if we're nice, maybe we'll give you an entire sentence.
Okay? I will do my best.
All right. So are you ready to be grilled?
I am.
All right. You're going to be a patient in the hospital for a week. Name three things you will pack.
My iPhone, a picture of my family, and a picture of my puppy.
Oh, that's good. Let's ask why.
The iPhone is so I can connect with people, of course. My family, because my children are in school and so forth, and I just want to, they center me, they ground me. And when I told a story earlier about a myself getting very, very ill, and my dog stayed with me during that time. That dog has passed on, but now the puppy, we have a little Papillon, is the same thing with anyone who's sick in our family, always stays with that person. So even though physically he couldn't be with me, I'd want him to be with me that way.
Oh, so things that give you strength, right? Make
Absolutely.
You feel good. Yes, good. All right. You are a hospital patient and can only speak one word. What would it be?
Well, I think it's two words, but I'd simply say thank you.
Oh, goody. I love that. On this show, I always tell folks that ask for help. Say, please, will you help me? And then when, even if it's a housekeeper that just wiped down the, you know, the toilet seat, say thank you.
Exactly. And so I actually went in for a medical procedure, and I could tell the person that was trying to help me was so, the chaotic energy was over the top and so stressed. And the person, I think, helped me with my blanket. I simply said, thank you. And I could see the change, and he dropped his shoulders, and he took a breath, and he looked me in the eye, and he says, said to me, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the day was just totally different. So See? You're absolutely right. Please and thank you. It means a lot.
It really does. So basic. It's just what your mom taught you.
Exactly.
Come on, people. All right. As a hospital patient, what is the most important question you can ask your doctor?
Why?
Yes. I agree. Don't just take their word for it. Ask, why am I doing this? Why is it important?
Exactly.
You got it. Your child is in the hospital. What are the two most important things to be aware of?
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to use a couple more.
You may use more words.
That you're very cognizant of how you're feeling and how that energy is impacting your own child. Mm. So if you're stressed, and absolutely your child's in the hospital, you're going to be stressed. You have to be very careful around that. With one word, I say mindful.
Yes.
Very mindful of how you are, what you're reacting to, what you might be projecting, and then be careful and just really look for. The doctor and nursing team doesn't know your child like you do. So if their color is changing and you know it, doctor and nurse team maybe doesn't realize that. So the vitals might be fine, but you might be able to see those things that they wouldn't recognize, and be sure to look for it and then communicate it.
Oh, you're good. Be mindful and be careful. Excellent. All right, what one word defines the most important element to assure a positive patient experience with regard to the hospital environment?
Listen.
Okay. What one word defines the most important element to assure a positive patient experience with regard to the doctor or nurse's behavior?
Watch.
Okay. Listen and watch. Those are good ones. as a patient, what is the most important thing you can do to assure a positive patient experience?
I would say be grateful.
Okay. That's a good one. In one sentence, describe or define the patient experience.
Understanding the patient's preferences and then honoring those preferences.
Oh, that is outstanding. This is grill the guest, huh? You're good. All right, a couple more. You are a doctor or a nurse. Your best patient always...
asks me questions.
That was my answer.
Excellent.
Name two qualities of a good patient advocate.
I would say, again, similar to what I said to bring on the parent, be sure that you're truly advocating for the patient, not for yourself, because we all bring our baggage. We all bring our shadow. Be sure you're really focusing on the patient. And two, do your homework. Understand what's really valid. Understand as best as possible the research and some of these other things. Because if you look at the, if you don't mind me going on a quick
tangent,
if you look at the Institute of Medicine, what they said, I believe the stat is 50% of all healthcare has no scientific basis. And when you think about these things, and someone saying with this ego type approach, yes, you must do this, really take a step back and really ask questions and really be aware of what's true and what isn't, or at least be aware of where you can go for that information.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the key points.
And to circle back to what you said before and ask why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. The best visitor should...
Be mindful of the patient.
Okay.
When my wife was having our children, we had a lot of family and friends that wanted to come in, and then we had others that said, would you like us to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really important to us, and we really felt that those who asked the question really understood, really, we're all different and we all, you know, do different things, but really understood and really cared about my wife and what she was going through, which was a very positive thing. So I would put it like that.
I agree. Sometimes you just see crowds of people in a hospital room, and you know you can look at the patient and tell that they're just so worn out and frazzled and more like a party for everyone else.
Exactly.
All right. You are being discharged from the hospital. What are the two or three most critical questions you should ask before leaving?
What's the very next thing I should do? What should I be looking for, especially from an adverse impact? And who should I contact next?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's one of the most dangerous handoff times of all, when people check out, the car's running in the no parking zone, everyone's trying to get out of there in a hurry, and no one really knows what the next steps are.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Or even what medications they might need to take.
Oh, exactly right. And a lot of times, the hospital doesn't understand all the different medications the patient is on, especially if it was a fairly quick visit. The patient hasn't felt that trust to actually disclose everything. And maybe they're taking not only medications, but supplements.
Yes.
And so being very, very careful and mindful of all of that, and again, being agile and creating a model where all that information can be taken into account, because supplements can be incredibly dangerous, as can pharmaceuticals, and then the interactions.
Absolutely. We talk about that quite a bit on this show, so I'm glad you mentioned that. All right, couple more. If you could paint your hospital room any color, what color would it be?
I'm not sure if I can answer that. I'm colorblind.
Oh, no. You're funny. All right. You can pass on that one.
Thank you.
All right. If you could hear only one sound in your hospital room, what would it be?
Oh, my wife's voice.
Oh, I was going to ask why, but we don't need to ask why. If you could smell only one smell in your hospital room, what would it be?
Oh, my wife's Norwegian perfume.
You love your wife.
Absolutely.
I could tell. And last, finally, in one word, describe this game.
Fun.
Oh, good. It was like irritating, right?
It was either fun or informative, but you only told me I could say one.
All right. Take as many as you want.
Then definitely fun and informative.
Oh, fun. Well, who knew that hospital safety could be so much fun, right?
That's right.
Well, there's so much more we want to talk about. Am I missing anything that you would like to discuss?
So I was blessed recently to be part of a group really focusing on patient engagement, patient and family engagement. And I know you and I talked briefly a few weeks ago, and if you don't mind, I'd love to go back.
Please, yes.
To that. So this group, it's people, patient advocates and hospital leaders and people from government agencies coming together to really make a difference. So there's about 40 of us in this room, and I was slated to be sitting next to the co-chair of this group. And at the last minute, I noticed my seat was changed, and it was because someone needed a plug, not a big deal. So I have this new seat, and I'm sitting next to this brilliant individual that happens to have Parkinson's disease. And throughout the day, as we're talking about patient engagement and really connecting with the patients and families, and we're talking about such things, we have this word cloud around partnerships and around the voice and so forth, I realized this person wasn't being heard. Mm-hmm. I realized this person was having challenges just being in that room. The chair wasn't right. The ability to go out to get food or a drink of water and so forth. So I'm sitting there, I'm saying, you know, the biggest epiphany, or the epiphany I had during that time was, here was an opportunity to really listen to a person that's living it on a daily basis and really hear their story and really find out what are those real challenges, as opposed to us, quote, healthcare leaders thinking that we know it all based on where we're sitting. Mm-hmm. Here was an opportunity. And so I was blessed to actually have the opportunity to talk to this gentleman and really learn from him. And I was just so overwhelmed by how much I learned in a fairly brief conversation and how much I learned just by watching and being witness to, that I now has helped inform me as I think about how can we truly engage patients. Mm-hmm. That group, again, brilliant people, they never were able to make that connection because they weren't blessed enough to be in the same seat I was or be on the other side of this gentleman. So when I'm looking at some of the output from this group, which is different tools, different checklists and so forth, I'm like, yes, checklists are incredibly important. Atul Gawande, brilliant. Checklists are important. And yet, let's not forget the patient. Let's not forget really witnessing and being witness to what we're doing to our patients, how we're positioning our patients and their families, and what we can do better. Because a checklist or asking them to fill out another form is not the answer. But really connecting with them and really hearing and seeing and actually going out and seeing what they deal with on a daily basis, that's what we need. That will help inform us really to make radical and appropriate changes in our healthcare system.
Well, how lucky for you that your seat got moved, right?
That is so true. That is so true.
Sounds like a blog post coming up, huh?
I already wrote it. It's already.
Thank you for sharing that, because that's the kind of thing people need to hear. You know, it's not all clinical in white coat. It's more about when you mention touching the patient. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Where can our listeners, if they want to find out more about you and what you do, if they want to read some of the goodies that I read, where can they go to do so?
A lot of my blog posts are on hospitalimpact.org. So if you just go to www.hospitalimpact.org, you'll see my posts. I post typically once or twice a month. And if you just simply Google my name, Thomas Dahlberg, D as in David, A-H-L-B-O-R-G, you'll see my LinkedIn profile. A lot of my blogs come up. More recently, I've been asked to write some articles for a couple of different organizations. Those will be coming up. I do a lot of writing of blog posts and so forth for nichq.org, mm-hmm. nichq.org as well.
I thank you for indulging our silly side, but really your answers were quite insightful, and I'm sure that everyone will remember more of this than they will anything else that we've said today.
Well, this is great. Pat, thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining us, and let's do more sometime.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. You take care, Pat. Stop.